Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to welcome you to the Mesa City Council study session for October the 21st. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review the agenda for our meeting upstairs in just a few minutes. So, Council, please refer to that document. Not a particularly long agenda today, and the one item, maybe we'll start from the back and work our way forward, because I know the one item that's off the consent agenda is a zoning case, and the applicant has requested a continuance. So I'm going to suggest that we just move that or put it back on the consent agenda for purposes of continuing it until November the 4th. Anyone?
Which one?
It's item 9A. It's the only item that we have off the consent agenda at this point. But the applicant, it's a zoning case involving a pawn shop. The applicant's requested a continuance. And so rather than, seems like if we're all amenable to the continuance, we could just put it on the consent agenda for the date, November the 4th. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Any other items on the agenda for today, on the consent agenda, you'd like more information or a presentation on?
I have a question on item 6B. ZON 19-00473. So it's on consent. Is that consent of denial or approval?
Great question. So the P&Z vote was for denial, and so it's on consent for denial, Mr. Smith, is that right?
So Mayor and Council, this item is actually just for introduction at this time. So this is just being introduced.
Oh, right.
And setting November 4th as the date for the hearing. And then what we'll have to do is usually at the study session before, we'll council give direction whether or not they want to keep it on. And if they want it on consent, they'll direct us to put it on consent for either approval or for denial, or just take it off consent. And we'll add that language at that time. But this is just for introduction.
Okay. And given that there's a zoning case with obviously some discussion related to it, I guess it's going to end up off the consent agenda, and we'll decide then if we like it, whether we approve for if approval means denial or denial means approval or something. Okay. Thank you. Any other items on the consent agenda you'd like to discuss? All right. Oh, I should have noted at the outset of this meeting that we are both Councilmember Luna and Whitaker are absent and excused from this meeting. The next item on our agenda is the acknowledgement of the receipt of board minutes. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you, Mr. Freeman and Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Item 3 on the agenda is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Who'd like to share? Mr. Freeman.
Thank you, Mayor. Wednesday I attended, we had a Transportation Mesa Moves meeting in the Whitman School area. And there were not many showed up, but we had everybody there to answer any questions. Appreciated people coming. On Thursday, I was able to attend the Public Safety Awards with some of my colleagues, and I appreciate them being there. And Mayor and the police and fire chiefs, thanks for giving me a chance to speak at the end. So I had an opportunity to do that. Friday, we attended the Arizona Museum of Natural History, the Beer and Bones celebration and fundraiser for them. And it was very well attended. I was surprised at how many young people were there at the museum, and I know you were there as well. But then this morning, I did a ride-along with our community action team officer, Brandon Cause, and we toured our District 1 and learned a lot about my district. And then on November 5th, I have a town hall at Polston Junior High at 6:30. So we're keeping busy. Thank you, Mayor.
Sounds like it. Thank you. Jen.
It was a busy week considering I just barely got back from a vacation. But anyway, yes, on attending those things. A few other things that I attended, the Dining for Dreams at Rancho Del Arte. It's by local Fuerza Foundation. You have to help me with that. It's a commercial kitchen that's teaching people who are interested in opening a restaurant or business skills, and also providing loans for their startups. It's really a fantastic program they have. Also, we have the Montessori Studies Institute, Southwest Institute, that opened, had their grand opening on Saturday morning at the old YMCA on North Mesa Drive. And they do teacher training, as well as they have a Montessori school through sixth grade. The Film Fest, the Mesa Film Fest, the first Mesa Film Fest was this weekend in downtown Mesa with over 140 independent and foreign films, documentaries throughout downtown Mesa. It was a success, and I look forward to having that again next year, and encourage everybody to keep an eye on that. And then the Celebrate Mesa, I think a lot of us were there at the Red Mountain Soccer Complex. I wanted to also bring up the Mesa Moves that Councilmember Freeman mentioned. The downtown in West Mesa, in conjunction with District 3, and also I'm sure members of District 1, and anybody who would like to attend, is we have a community meeting tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening, 5:30 at Benedictine University, for talking about moving around our city and biking and walking and driving and making it more safe and enjoyable. 5:30 tomorrow evening. Participation is, you know, we really want our community to be part of the process that we, so that we make smart decisions on making our city truly connected and enjoyable for all our residents. So I just want to encourage everybody to attend. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else want to share things? Mr. Hirschberg, you just reminded me a moment ago how many people came out to celebrate Mesa on Saturday. Can you remind me? 15,000. I'm always shocked at what a great attendance those are. So that thanks to the Parks and Rec staff for putting on a great event on Saturday at the Red Mountain Complex. We'll look forward to the next one 6 months from now at Pioneer Park. Thank you very much. That night also, United Food Bank opened a new facility, well, their new volunteer facility on Javelina with a newly renovated great facility where I think they're going to be able to more efficiently host a lot of volunteers coming in to pack boxes and things. So congratulations to United Food Bank. I was at the Beer and Bones, and I think I heard there were 900 people there, which I wouldn't doubt at all. They had to turn people away. They sold out. So congratulations to the Natural History Museum. That was a very successful event. And then I know this week was rivalry week for the Mesa Public Schools high schools. So I had the privilege of going to the Mesa High Westwood game on Friday. That was a lot of fun. I see that Jen is wearing an orange shirt today. Thank you, Jen, for supporting Westwood this week. Maybe not.
Celebrate Mesa.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I'll support you, Mayor.
Some of us are wearing. We'll talk about why we're actually wearing orange upstairs. It's related to the anti-bullying campaign that we're supporting. But that was a lot of fun. And then I also just wanted to say amen to Jen's comments about the Mesa Film Festival. This was the first year that they did it, but right out of the gates, it was the second largest film festival in the state of Arizona. As Jen indicated, over 140 films from 22 different countries. But this really is, it was obvious to me that downtown Mesa is a great place for this film festival, particularly in light of the arrival ASU Film School. So that was a great event, and congratulations to the folks who put that on. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is to schedule future meetings. Mr. Pombier, you are doing a great job so far. I want you to know that.
You had to hit me with that right before I started talking, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I want to start off by saying, Mayor and Council, that City Manager Chris Brady and Assistant City Manager Kerry Kent have also been excused from this meeting. Okay. Mr. Butler and I have it covered for you today, so anything we can do to help out. To clear up any confusion I may have caused before this meeting, we do have a study session this Thursday, the 24th, and the next time we meet after that will be Thursday, October 31st at 7:30 a.m. for another study session, and then a Public Safety Committee meeting to follow thereafter at 8 a.m.
Okay, thank you very much. This meeting is not over. We are now going to entertain a motion to convene an executive session regarding the Baruch lawsuit. Is there a motion to convene an executive session? Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We will convene an executive session.